Hey, VoiceTubers! Welcome back to Pronunciation Challenge. This is Arisa. Today will be my last time recording Pronunciation Challenge. That means it will be our last time to see each other, to hear each other's voice in the air. But don't worry, we will still having a really fun lecture today. So we almost use OK every day in conversations, texts, and messages. But few of us really know the meaning and history behind this. The video today tried to find out the origins of OK. OK actually can be traced back to 1830s in Boston and used to indicate the abbreviation of all correction. Till now, it's still widely spreaded and we even just take this word as a reflexive word. And who knows, there are still very interesting story behind this two-letter word. Even a U.S. president adopted this as a nickname during the re-election campaign. All right, if you are ever curious about the OK story, remember to click the full video after finishing the pronunciation challenge later. Now, let's start with the sentence and get to know the pronunciation first. OK's beginnings had become obscure, but it didn't really matter anymore. The word was embedded in our language. Today, we use it as the ultimate neutral affirmative. As usual, we will slow down the speed and repeat the sentence one more time. Listen up. OK's beginnings had become obscure, but it didn't really matter anymore. The word was embedded in our language. Today, we use it as the ultimate neutral affirmative. 把句子念完之后，接下来就到了单字解析的部分。今天总共有四组单字，让我们卯足全力一起把它认真听完。首先，第一组单字是 obscure。obscure 是一个形容词，代表是模糊的、难懂的。The introduction of this paper is obscure. 这篇论文的导读晦涩难懂。Okay, that is what exactly I'm facing every week.That means the paper is so hard to read and it's not really easy to understand.
个人小小对于论文的 murmur 时间。好，接下来呢，跟 obscure 的意思相当类似的，它是 vague。vague。vague 是个形容词，它可以说是对于形状或外观非常的模糊不清楚，或是意思啊，概念很不明确的。那我们造句会长成这样子。
We only have a vague idea of what the base camp is like.
我们对于基地营只有模糊的想法。好，基地营就是像是喜马拉雅山那种比较需要适应的高度的一些山区啊，那种都会需要一个基地营去让大家适应那个高度还有自己的身体状况。所以呢，可能他们没有爬过，他们就说，Oh, we only have a vague idea of what the base camp is like. 我们没有我们只有对于基地营有一些模糊的概念，但是因为没有爬过，所以不清楚。那你也可以用 vague 这个字来表达。好，接下来第二组单字 embed 它是一个动词，像是嵌入啊，或是埋入的意思。嵌入的话就是有点像电脑，你要嵌入一些连接，就可以用 embed 这个字。
Her blogs consists of photos of cookies and embedded videos about baking.
他的部落格有饼干的照片，还有嵌入一些烘焙的影片。好，再来呢是 embedded， 后面加了 ed， 是一个形容词，它是嵌入的、埋入的。
That terrible day will be forever embedded in his memory.
那个可怕的日子将永远藏在他的记忆里。再来第三组单字 ultimate。Ultimate 可以当作形容词，也可以当作名词。那当作形容词的话，就是最终的、最初的、根本的都可以。那名词的话，就是结局、极限。
The ultimate decision will be made by the organizer.
主办人将会做最后的决定。再来是副词 ultimately， 最终的。
The results of the investigation will ultimately depend on what is said at the meeting with the experts next week.
调查的结果最后都得端看下周跟专家的会议内容。 接下来这个 automaton 是名词，可以当作最后通牒或是结论。那我们看一下句子可以怎么说哦。它的句子呢是The UN issued its ultimatum demanding that all troops withdraw from the city. 联合国发出最后通牒，要求所有军队撤离那个城市。 Okay, the next one. 下一个我们要看到的也是最后一组的单字，它是 affirmative.Affirmative 可以当作形容词，也可以当作名词。那在我们今天挑出来那个句子说 neutral affirmative， 它就是一个名词的说法，中立的肯定语，肯定语的意思。那如果当作形容词比较常用是肯定的。好， She asked the question expecting an affirmative answer， 她问了个问题期待得到肯定的答案，就是你只能说 yes， 不可以说 no，要不然就完了。 OK, so the next one, affirm 它是动词，代表是断言或是声明，它是有凭有据的断言，去判定的意思。 The young entrepreneur affirmed her commitment to equal wage to equal work. 那名年轻的企业家声明了同工同酬的承诺，那就是之前很夯的，就是男女的薪水应该要一致，只要工作内容一样，薪水就要一样，就是 equal wage to equal work。 再来最后一个 affirmation 是肯定证实，它是名词。 He makes lots of money and drives a nice car, but what he values most is his father's affirmation.他赚了很多钱并开了辆好车，不过他重视最多的还是父亲的肯定。 OK, 好，那最后呢，我们再一次念完我们今天选的句子。 Listen up. OK's beginnings had become obscure, but it didn't really matter anymore. The word was embedded in our language. Today, we use it as the ultimate neutral affirmative.Congrats! So that's all for your and my pronunciation challenge. I'm hoping that you all had a great time with me the past weeks. It is so much fun to select the videos and share useful sentences, vocabulary every time. And please keep doing the challenges with VoiceTube every day. Then, trust me, your English will be not only okay, but into an excellent level in the near future.So thanks for joining us as always. And Arisa, wish you all the best. Bye bye.